morning. It's 10:36. It's 10:36. Still in the morning. It's late in the morning. It's Friday, December the 8th, 2017. And, it's windy. It looked a little breezy when I came out. I was looking out the window thinking, get your boots on. That's all. Move. But the temperature is like 54 degrees. So, okay. Put out a windbreaker. Which I bought in my park. I put on a windbreaker. Put on my ball cap. Off we go. Fat, dumb, and happy. God. What a morning. Windy. Blustery. It's a blustery day. I'm looking forward. I'm going to get down here in the neighborhoods here. Try to get some protection from the wind. Wind is coming right out of the north. It's coming right out of the North Pole. Although if it were, it'd probably be warmer. Yeah. The boys are out of hammer tongs here, aren't they? Siding. We got a crew up here working on the roof. You can probably hear the hammer guns. Well, I am pushing. So if you hear me wheezing, it's because I am pushing really hard. I need to get home before 11. 10:36. 20 minutes is 10:56. I should be home in time, but I'm also freezing my ears off here. There's a little bit of sun. There's a little bit of sunshine coming through the clouds. Most of the clouds are high, thin clouds. It's mostly cloudy. Oh, look, there's a little piece of blue sky over there. Off to the east. Somewhere over Kansas. So I started the next book in the Deanna Chase series. Yes, I'm into book three. Still going strong. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. Piper Rayne, R-A-Y-N-E series. Lots of Y's. P-Y-P-E-R-R-Y-A-N-E. Oh, and I wrote yesterday. Felt good. I want to do it some more. I want to do it some more today. I want to try to get this book. I need to get this first draft on so I can go through it and fix it. There are problems with it. I know there are problems with it. It's not, there's a lot of talking heads and white spaces. There's not a lot of setting. There's not a lot of clues to the reader. Thank you. I'm thinking about the story, the way it's unfolding, the way it's working. It's it's coming together. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's coming together. I should write a new article for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers for next month. It's Katie on the bicycle. She's not on her skateboard, her scooter. Smart. I've seen that bike around town. I just didn't realize it was hers. Okay, well, I'm warming up. We're about to make the eastern turn here, coming up soon. I'm afraid it's going to get stolen by the wind here. Maybe not. Here we go. The last little bit here. The last little bit. The last half mile or so. We can do this. So I don't know what I want to talk about this morning. Ready? Stay with me. Monk post. I gotta go home, wash a couple dishes. I had breakfast already. It was one of the reasons I'm out at 10 o'clock and not 9 o'clock. I stopped to have breakfast first. Not have been the wisest choice. Ah. So, yeah, somebody pointed out EVE Online is changing their alpha clones. They're increasing the scope of what you can do with an alpha clone. It's still slow learning, very slow, but half speed, in fact. But they've opened up new levels. You could always train in a cruiser. You can only train in your own race's ship, so if you're Kaldari, you could only train Kaldari. And they're changing it so that basically almost everything in HiSec is available to an alpha clone now. I don't know if they've included the mining barges or not, but everything up to battleships. I don't know if that includes anything beyond battleships like Marauders, or if it includes pirate battleships like a Makariel. And they've opened up some Tech 2 weapons, I think, at the lower tiers, which means you can put some serious firepower on little ships. I should go take a look. I've got about 4 alphas that aren't doing anything at the moment, because I maxed them out. There was no point in training anymore because there were no more skills to train. A couple of them I started second characters on just so they'd have skills in the training queue. I can always sell the skills, that's the thing. So I may have to go look and see how that's shaping up with the new alphas. I've added a lot of new characters. So Thomas Carstairs is there, Pip's father. I think Malachi Vagrant's daughter is there. And so is Natalia Ruggieri's mother. I'm trying to think of who else I started. Oh, Rachel Carstairs. Rachel's Pip's cousin. I have to go back and look, because it may be a sister, I'm not sure. We will meet her in coming books, and we will see Thomas again. We've seen him in the past, we'll see him again. I don't know if we're going to see Charlotte or not. Got a lot of characters we haven't met yet. For example, I've got character for Dimitri Rozier. He's stuck in Nullsec at the moment. I need to log on sometime when there's not a lot of people on, so he can sneak out. Bad feeling about the audio here because it's whistling through my glasses. And I don't know how good this windscreen is in terms of cutting back the wind noise. But it's this bad. I can't hear anything in my ears. Just the wind blowing past them. But the good news is I'm almost back. The last street, headed for the back gate. At the point where I say, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.